In the realm of communication, the ability to effectively convey one's thoughts and ideas is a powerful tool. Mastering the art of storytelling to captivate audiences and instill in them a shared sense of purpose is a skill not easily acquired. The exploration of this elusive craft takes us on a journey through the landscape of human connection, demonstrating how to shape narratives that resonate deeply with listeners. Guided by the principles of persuasive communication, we discover the transformative potential of stories well told. This is a journey of discovery, not just about the impact of effective storytelling, but also its potential to shape our world. Audience-centric approach. Engaging with your audience requires deep understanding. Picture yourself in their shoes. What are their needs, their desires? Uncovering these answers helps craft a message that reverberates within them. Look beyond the superficial, aiming to comprehend their perspectives, their values. Take note of their apprehensions and aspirations. This is not about manipulation, but about empathy. You're weaving a narrative that connects to their core beliefs, leading to a presentation that truly resonates. Now consider how this approach applies in a leadership role. You're not just sending a message, you're building a bridge. Imagine a team meeting or a strategic planning session. You have a vision, a direction you want the team to move in. Before presenting this vision, think of the individual team members. What motivates them? What are their concerns? Address these, and you'll find your vision being embraced with enthusiasm. It's not about dictating, but inspiring. This is the power of an audience-centric approach. Storytelling. Imagine a presentation as a journey you're guiding your audience through. Each point, each argument, is a step on the path. Now think about how stories work. They have a beginning, a middle, and an end. They engage us, carry us along with their flow. The same principles can be applied to your presentations. In your role, you're often faced with the task of sharing information, setting directions, or inspiring action. But data, facts, or instructions alone might not suffice. Instead, try shaping your message into a narrative. Start with the current situation, the once upon a time. Then introduce the challenge or conflict, the dragon to slay. Finally, reveal the envisioned future, the happily ever after. This approach makes your message more engaging and emotionally connects with your audience. They're no longer passive listeners, they're active participants in a shared journey. That's the power of storytelling in presentations. The hero's journey. You've likely heard of the hero's journey. It's a classic narrative structure where a hero ventures from the ordinary world into a realm of adventure. They face challenges, achieve a victory, and then return transformed. You can use this structure to create a compelling arc in your presentations. Imagine you're speaking to your team about a new project. Begin with the ordinary world, the current state of affairs. Introduce the project as the call to adventure, a departure from the ordinary. Along the journey, there will be challenges to overcome. This is where you lay out potential hurdles and your plans to tackle them. The victorious return comes as you describe the successful completion of the project and the transformation it will bring. By adopting the hero's journey narrative, you engage your audience, hold their attention, and inspire them to take part in this adventure. This is how you can turn ordinary presentations into compelling stories. Contrast and conflict. A story without conflict or contrast is like a road without turns. It's predictable and, frankly, a bit dull. Now consider your presentations. By introducing contrast and conflict, you make your narrative dynamic, keeping your audience interested and engaged. Take, for example, a situation where you're discussing a new initiative with your team. You start by painting a picture of the current state, the world as it is. Then you introduce the world as it could be, the vision you're striving for. This contrast itself creates a tension, a conflict that needs resolution. As you present the hurdles that stand in the way of achieving this vision, the conflict intensifies, holding your audience's attention. By outlining your strategy to overcome these hurdles, you guide your audience towards resolution. This approach not only maintains interest, but also stirs up a desire to participate in resolving the conflict. Hence, by creating contrast and introducing conflict, you're not just telling a story, you're inviting your audience to be a part of it. Visual communication. Think about the last time a picture or a diagram helped you grasp a concept better than a chunk of text. Visuals have a unique power to clarify complex ideas and leave lasting impressions. Leveraging this power in your presentations can significantly enhance comprehension and create memorable experiences for your audience. Imagine you're presenting a new business strategy. It involves various steps, interdependencies, and outcomes. A well-designed slide illustrating this strategy can instantly make it more understandable and engaging. Use clear, simple visuals to break down complexity. Consider using icons, graphs, charts, or even sketches. They can represent processes, data, or relationships, making your presentation visually appealing and easier to digest. Remember, your goal is not just to inform, but also to make your message stick. A well-chosen image or a striking infographic can do just that. Hence, by effectively using visuals, you're not just enhancing your presentation, you're making it a memorable experience. Emotional appeal. You've likely experienced the sway of an emotional appeal in a speech or presentation. It's when the speaker reaches out beyond the realm of facts and logic, touching the chord within you. This isn't manipulation. It's about empathy, about understanding and connecting with the feelings of your audience. Consider a scenario where you need to motivate your team for a challenging task. Logic and facts are essential, but they might not inspire the necessary drive. This is where emotional appeal comes in. Connect the task to a purpose they care about, relate it to their values, or show them how their efforts can make a difference. Use stories or examples that evoke empathy. By doing so, you're not just communicating a task, you're inspiring action. Remember, emotions often drive people more than facts. By tapping into your audience's emotions, you're not just making your message heard, but also felt, and that can make all the difference. Call to action. Imagine your presentation as a journey that leads your audience from a starting point to a destination. But what happens when you reach the end? Do you leave your audience there, unsure of what to do next? This is where a clear call to action comes in. Now consider a scenario where you're pitching a new project to your team. You presented the background, outlined the strategy, and discussed the potential benefits. As you reach the conclusion, you must articulate a clear call to action, what you want your team to do next. It could be brainstorming ideas, allocating resources, or initiating a pilot run. Be specific and direct about this next step. This gives your team a clear direction and purpose. It also increases the likelihood of your presentation achieving its goal. Remember, a journey without a destination can feel aimless. By providing a clear call to action, you're not just ending your presentation, you're setting the stage for the next act. Resonant delivery. Imagine listening to a speech that's perfectly written but monotonously delivered. It lacks energy, the speaker's body language is disengaged, and the timing feels off. Regardless of the content's quality, the impact diminishes. That's why mastering your delivery style is crucial. Now consider a situation where you're addressing your team about an upcoming project. You've crafted a powerful presentation, but how you deliver it can make or break its effectiveness. Pay attention to your voice. Modulate it to emphasize key points and create variety. This can make your speech more engaging. Be mindful of your body language too. A confident posture and meaningful gestures can reinforce your words. Don't forget timing. Well-placed pauses can create suspense, give your audience time to absorb information, and highlight important points. By mastering these elements of your delivery, you're not just speaking to your audience, but you're also connecting with them on a deeper level, thereby amplifying the impact of your message. Simplicity and clarity. Imagine being in a meeting where the presenter is discussing a complex concept using jargon and complex language. It feels overwhelming, right? You might struggle to grasp the information, let alone remember it. This scenario underlines the power of simplicity and clarity in communication. Now consider a situation where you're explaining a complex project to your team. Instead of overwhelming them with jargon and intricate details, strive to simplify the concepts. Break down the project into manageable parts and explain each with clear, concise language. Use analogies or metaphors to make abstract ideas more relatable, and always ensure your explanations align with your audience's level of understanding. Moreover, deliver your message with clarity. Be precise about your objectives and expectations. Avoid ambiguity, as it could lead to confusion and misinterpretations. By simplifying complex ideas and delivering them with clarity, you're not only making the information more digestible, but also improving the likelihood of your audience retaining and acting on it. Rehearsal and preparation. Picture yourself standing before an audience, ready to deliver a presentation. You've worked hard on the content, but nerves kick in, and the flow is lost. This can be a result of insufficient rehearsal and preparation. Imagine now that you're preparing for an important team meeting. You've developed a comprehensive strategy that needs to be communicated effectively. It's not just about the content, but how you present it. This is where rehearsal comes into play. Practice your delivery, focusing on your tone, pace, and body language. Anticipate potential questions and prepare thoughtful responses. Additionally, familiarize yourself with the logistics. Know your presentation slides, the room layout, and the equipment you'll be using. This preparation reduces the chances of technical glitches disrupting your flow. By dedicating time to rehearsal and preparation, you're not just preparing to present, but preparing to captivate your audience. You're ensuring that your message is communicated effectively and with confidence, creating a lasting impact. Conclusion: the journey to crafting impactful presentations is as much about understanding your audience as it is about refining your message. It's a delicate dance of storytelling, visual communication, emotional resonance, and a compelling call to action. It's about tapping into the innate power of contrast and conflict, and applying narrative structures like the hero's journey. Simplicity and clarity serve as guiding principles, ensuring your audience not only hears but truly comprehends your message. Delivery, too, plays an integral role, with voice modulation, body language, and timing acting as silent persuaders. This journey is not without its challenges, but with adequate rehearsal and preparation, you can step onto the stage with confidence. Remember, your goal isn't just to speak, but to resonate, to leave an indelible mark on the hearts and minds of your audience.